There's a wonderful cartoon that shows Mahler conducting his first symphony. The whole thing is in a state of absolute chaos, and there's instruments everywhere, and there are bells, and there's up in one corner you can see a cuckoo, in another corner you can see a cockerel. So obviously whoever the cartoonist was, yep. Yep. was following the kind of satirical response, yep. in Vienna of this music, which brought in all sorts of tones from nature, which was seen as, in a way, quite unorthodox. Is that correct?
Well, it was correct, but there's something else that happened in the First Symphony that really probably triggered those kind of caricatures, and that is the third movement. Norman Lebrecht, in his book Why Mahler, which is fantastic, had this to say, and I just think it's worth reading it for you. Now, we're in Budapest when the world premiere of the First Symphony is happening. This is 1889. Mahler is conducting. At 7:30 on the 20th of November 1889, Mahler warms up City Hall with a Cherubini overture. Once the applause fades, he gives the strings a signal for a 7-octave sustained A. The world is about to hear an orchestra play a work by Gustav Mahler. It goes down well at first. After each of the three movements, there is warm applause. Half an hour is gone. Mahler is feeling good. Then the reception changes. Now, what happens? What happens in this next movement? He takes a very well-known children's song. You'll know it. This.
French lessons at school, Vera Jacques.
Absolutely. Does everyone in the world know that song?
Of course.
Mahler takes a German version, which is called Bruder Martin, Brother Martin, and he does this to it.